Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. This is the Scott and Kim Show for July 8th, 2019. I can't talk. I'm Scott.
1919. And I'm Kim.
And there you go. And we're back at it. It's not the low T, everybody. They think I have low T. Well, I do have low T, but I'm just a little out of it
today. I like
that
it's lowercase T.
Part of it is just this freaking Monday, and I'm feeling the Mondays.
Yeah. I had to get up early today.
Yeah, you did. You got up early, took Nick to an eye appointment.
Yep.
He's good?
He's good.
No prescription change
Nothing
or anything?
Super weird. All no, right. A little bit of a prescription change, like a quarter of a
Is point. It even worth doing at that point?
Yeah, it's enough. It's enough to have him feel better about his new glasses when he gets them.
But I mean, does he see significantly worse?
It's like 20/20 in one eye and 20/25 in the other.
That seems better than my eyes ever were
Probably.
When I was his age. Yeah. but anyway, he's fine. I thought he went to the dentist. So when you got home, I said, got any cavities? And you're like, no, hope not.
You said, how are your teeth? And he goes, fine.
Yeah, he's acting all like I was being dumb. I guess I was being dumb.
That was the weirdest question ever.
Yeah, he has glasses. So, you know, we gotta.
And he's not interested in contacts because it's so dry here.
I'm the same. I'm with him. When I try to wear them, they drive me crazy. He's pretty much me. In a lot of ways. Have you noticed that lately?
Yeah.
Even more lately than normal. He's the embodiment of my 19-year-old self. He's, you know, kind of a good-looking kid, but doesn't know it, you know?
Yeah, I think so.
That was me.
He keeps,
I was a decent-looking kid.
Why can't I just find a nice girl?
Yeah. So he's
on that. I think you were probably saying that at 19 also.
Oh, I totally was. And he's a mess, like his car and his room are a mess.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen his car lately?
No, but I told him I'd go with him today and help him vacuum it out because it'll take two people, I think.
It's horrendous.
I haven't even been in it.
I mean, good luck
to
you.
You had to drive it this morning to take Carter to the train.
Yeah, it was really bad. It's covered in, there are so many bags of half-eaten greasy food.
No.
It's just not the car you sold him. Like,
no.
It's you used to keep such a
but
clean.
But isn't that how it goes, though? Didn't you have a really gross car?
Oh, yeah, dude. Every car I ever owned was gross. In fact, you could even argue that while we were married, the car I would take to work was gross.
Yes, it was. And I remember going, oh, you know, the nice thing for me to do would be to take it in and clean it, vacuum it out, wash it really good.
You'd do that once in a while for me.
I would.
Yeah,
I would.
I liked it. Do you still pay a monthly fee to go to that place?
Yeah.
We shouldn't do that. It's a waste.
But I went like 3 times last week, so.
Is that a good deal?
Yeah.
How much do you pay?
$20 a month.
So $20 a month if you go 3 times,
it would be $27.
Each.
Yeah. No.
Visit.
It's $9 each visit.
Oh.
For the car cleaning thing.
Wait. But I'm saying if you don't have the monthly and you just go.
That would have been $27 for 3 times. Yes.
Oh. You paid $9 out of pocket.
I would have. Yes.
Well, so we're only saving what? $7 then.
That's in 1 week. I have unlimited all month.
So you could go 100 times?
I could go 100 times and they don't care.
Okay. Do they say have an A1 day when you
leave?
I have
a very, very clean car, though.
Yeah.
I like it like that. I feel like some people would only use it you know, a couple times a month, then it's not worth it necessarily. Yeah. But I like a clean car.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you.
I like it clean, so whenever I do have other people riding in my car, I never have to go, oh, crap, I better run, go fill it up with gas and put and go clean it and everything.
You've always kept a very clean car. Like, smudged or gooshed or...
It wasn't that way whenever the kids were little. There were French fries under every seat.
Well, that's because kids are gross and they drop their fries and you can't help that.
Yeah.
But what's the thing called that we pay for? What's the place?
Gorilla Wash.
Gorilla Wash. Sadly... There's no gorillas involved.
And it's just their logo.
I don't mean like actual...
Sadly, do you want them on my car going...
I don't mean actual apes.
Pounding on my car?
It'd be cool if they came out in the suit.
They probably did that at the grand opening or something.
They'll smell and
get hot. I
don't
think when it's 95 degrees outside, you want these teenagers running around in a gorilla suit. You'd probably freak everybody out.
That's true.
So,
you would have loved it this morning on TMS. We had a caller from... We do contests on Mondays and Wednesdays. We had a caller from Florida named Alexander, who's 11.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
He was awesome. And the chat room was freaking out because they're like, why are you so excited about this kid? And I'm like,
because he's a kid. Because kids are fun. Kids are way more fun.
I don't feel like I got my point across this morning, that the reason I love kids so much is because they're going to be the ones to take care of us.
It's true.
Like, we're screwed.
You want them to be good people because they're going to take over.
Yeah. Baby boomers are lame.
On all aspects, by the way. Whether they're
going to change their diapers,
cleaning your car, or whether they're the guy that's running for city council,
right? Whatever
they're all going to grow up to be something cool. Hopefully, something cool, and you want them to keep in mind that what you're doing now is really fun.
J.C. Calhoun does not like children, and he's made that clear before.
Terrible and bad. Wow.
And everyone's trolling me, and
okay,
it's fine.
J.C. Calhoun, did you have a bad childhood?
Probably.
We're going to find out.
Maybe his kid scared him once at a Denny's. I don't know what happened. He'll probably tell us. But the point is. This kid just seems smart and witty and with it. And I just got excited because it means we got another good one.
He's a good one.
Fun. And he's listening to us.
His childhood was fine. He just doesn't like kids. I get it. Some people really don't like small children and their dirty fingers and all the things that come with it. But I guess maybe that just didn't.
He hates everyone.
I just don't mind kids. I think they're a lot of fun.
Well, J.C. Calhoun, we like you, even if you hate us.
Yeah.
I assume we're included in all the everyone's. Anyway, let's get to
it. Don't hate everyone.
We got a problem.
Have a great day.
I have a problem here. Do we have any tree experts in the crowd? Live or otherwise? We need somebody to pipe in.
Live guy or live tree?
The tree is dead.
We need someone that does trees. Live or otherwise?
I need somebody
to work on this tree.
I need tree expert. Someone who is a, what would they be called?
I can't remember what they're called. There is a specific.
Not Arbor Day. That's about
arborist?
Trees.
Arborist?
Arborist?
An arborist is a tree. Guy.
Treeist?
Yeah. Arborist.
Tree ent. Whatever you are.
A lumberjack. That's what we need.
We might need a lumberjack because
we think our tree is dead.
Yeah. So, all right. What is it? A pine tree?
It's a pine. It's a soft pine. So
we have a soft
needles.
A soft pine.
And for the last 5 years, every year I look at it, I'm like, why are like half the needles kind of brown, but then half are green. So then they'll all fall and then it's all green and it's no big deal. And it's been going on for a couple of years.
What do you call a Captain Kirk that needs Viagra?
I don't know.
A soft pine. Because Chris Pine.
Nice. See? I got it. Thank you for explaining it to me.
You betcha.
You know.
That's what I'm here
you
for.
You get it?
So we got this big soft pine. Every year it grows. It drops its needles
in the fall.
It's
probably what, 20 to 25 feet tall?
Yeah. About that. And
it's
only
not a super huge tree, but it's not a tiny tree.
It's about a 12-year-old tree is all.
I looked at it the other day, and I'm sitting there talking to, was it my sister? Someone was over.
Yeah.
And I look up.
Your sister's always here.
And I realize
it's brown
all the way to the top. It's just dead.
It's dead. And there's a tree identical to it just on the other side of the fence in our neighbor's yard. Very nice neighbors.
Fantastic.
And it looks fantastic. Green and
has new growth.
Same height, new growth, all that. It looks great. Last year, our tree was fine. So here's my question.
It was sort of fine. I feel like it's been slowly dying, and we didn't know.
Well, maybe, but did they do it? Did we do it?
I don't think anyone did it.
Well, someone had to do it.
We put in a patio a couple of years ago, and it's
so maybe some roots got cut.
Going over the I think maybe some of the roots got cut. Maybe the important ones. I don't know enough about it, but I think it is dead.
So what I need to know here's my current.
Oh, there's pine beetles? Nah, I don't think.
No, it's not. I don't think it's beetles.
We haven't had any weird bugs or anything.
No. They just said all you need is love and flew away. Get it? Because Beatles.
I got it.
So they, anyway, so I'm noticing this thing, and I'm noticing how gnarly it is because Kim pointed it out.
Yeah.
And the little really things, the needles are already falling,
they're
like it's fall.
Brown. Yeah.
And they're all over our chairs. It sucks. So here are the options. We pay a Tongan to come pull it out for $200.
That's kind of.
It's not kind of anything.
The last guy I saw looked like a lumberjack the next door when he was pulling out the trees. He had the mustache and the beard, and I think he was wearing plaid.
Now, if you're a Utah, you'll understand this. There is we have a big Polynesian community.
Yes.
In the city, in the state.
And they're really strong.
And they're very strong, and also they have a lot of family businesses that are all about pulling your trees
that's
out.
That's true. You're right.
So I don't say it with any kind of anything. It's just always been. When I grew up, we had two or three trees pulled out, and it was always two Tongan guys, a truck, and a couple of chains.
That's true.
Ow. My foot hurt.
Did
all
you
of a sudden.
Get bit by a no. beetle?
But look at this. Look at that.
A pine beetle?
Look at that.
I don't know what that is.
That's a bug bite.
It's kind of dark in here. I can't see it.
Spider bite.
I don't think so. I just sprayed like a week and a half ago.
Well, anyway. You guys need either a lumberjack or just a millennial. Same difference. Okay, here's the thing, though. These guys that came that come in and do this stuff are big, strapping men. They also are relatively inexpensive.
Why don't we find a woman tree removal?
Fine
company.
With me. I don't care.
That'd be kind of fun.
Would it?
To see who's going to come over.
Fun that would
she
be.
Should you open an apron? I don't know.
There's also
to get the pine sap
there
on
are, there are apps and services you can use where you can like hire this out.
Yes.
So the question is, do they pull the whole thing out, roots and all? Does that mess with our sprinkling system and our new patio and everything? Or do we just stump it?
That's what I'm worried about.
Let's just stump it.
I'm worried more about cutting or pulling out the roots because if the roots are still under the patio, will that ruin our patio?
Potentially.
We just put in 2 years ago.
Yeah. Was that 2 years ago or a year ago?
It was two or maybe 3 years ago.
It wasn't three. It's 2018.
It was in the fall, so I don't know.
17. Something like that.
I don't know.
That was expensive, and I don't want to redo it.
But I don't want to redo that. I don't want it to crack it. I don't want to have any problems with it.
Yeah.
That would really suck.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is we have somebody come in. We'll still need somebody to do it because I don't know how to do any of this stuff. Steve would do it, but I'm not going to ask him.
No.
Somebody can, because we ask them to do too much stuff as it is. I always feel bad.
So we need to get
someone
to look at it
and
tell us what's
wrong. Have it not tip over and destroy the fence or go into the neighbor's yard or, you know, wreck anything in the backyard. I just want to move it out that back thing that we've made. We made a new hole back there, a hole.
A hole in the fence.
Take that out. Put it in your big ass truck or the back of your trailer.
Well, we'll hire someone so that way they take it away.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with it.
I think we can grind down the stump to almost nothing but not have to pull it out.
Oh, look at this. Stump grinders. I forgot about this. So somebody could come to a stump grinder. That sounds like a really inexpensive sex move.
Roots.
Doesn't it? At a place of ill repute.
All right.
After the lap dance, you get a stump grinder. Darlene! We got a customer. Anyway.
Yes.
It's I bet it is, Luke Sidewalker. I've never actually seen a stump grinder in action, like an actual tree stump grinder, but I have heard about them.
Cool thing to see.
Yeah. So we'll figure it out. I don't even mind that there's a stump. There's something kind of cool about an old stump.
Yes, except...
Decoratively, I mean? No?
I don't know if it's for our yard.
What do you want to put? Something else in its place?
I think if we grind it down to the base and then we put a pot on top of it and grow something else, that's great.
What if you had a decorative stump? Decorate the stump.
Turn it into a seat.
I mean, sure. Why not? That's that back alley space where the dogs pee anyway. I don't know if we want anything back there. But
no, it would show.
Mm. We'll see.
When you walk out the backyard, you would see it. So I don't think I want a stump just sitting there.
$50 to remove a stump, says City, and that's not bad.
But the problem is when you remove the stump, are we going to have a problem with our patio?
Well, we shouldn't because the roots would just die underground.
They're shallow.
What, the roots?
But they go under. And if you pulled those out, it's going to fall.
Well, that's the point is you grind the stump down to nothing.
And then not do anything after
that's
that.
It. You don't go deeper than that.
All right.
You don't go yank it out with a chain or whatever. We had a tree in our two houses ago. Remember that tree?
Yes.
Nightmare.
Huge. It was a maple, so it was beautiful. It had leaves that fell. The kids loved jumping in the leaves every fall.
But the roots literally lived on top.
Yeah, they were all
so
the
it was
yard.
Just a bumpy, awful yard, and the grass wouldn't grow in certain places after a while, and it was starting to make the cement walkway lift up, and it was awful.
Yeah, it was a mess.
So when we moved, we got out of there just in time, because as soon as we moved, the people that moved in ripped that effing tree out of there.
And they put in a new yard.
Yep.
We could have done that. We just weren't those people.
And they built a tree house
with it. We had very small
it.
Children. We weren't really We didn't have a truck or anything.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. To do that. Don't pull the roots, just grind the stump.
That should be a title of our show.
Well, they can submit titles. That's their job in here. You guys make titles. We'll use them. All right. Should we get to some emails for this week? I know you want to hear them. Do you want to hear them?
Yes, I do.
How about this one? This is from Steven, who wrote in and says, "Hi, Scott and Kim. By the way, this email address is not really an address. You just go to the website, frogpants.com/skim. There's a contact link up top. Just hit that and ask your question. Or you can send us voicemails, 801-471-0462. I'll repeat that later so you guys can have that in your phones. We also got a voicemail today. But anyway, here's an email from Steven who says, what recent movies have you two seen together? You remind me of my wife and I, and we sometimes have trouble agreeing on something to watch in the theater together. Take care, Steven." Well, we just saw Spider-Man yesterday.
Yes.
Far From Home.
I don't think we have a hard time finding movies to watch in the theater. It's the movies at home that we have a hard time
Like Kim, okay,
deciding.
I'm not going to make fun, but right now.
Oh, that started out real well.
I swear I'm not going to make fun.
I'm not going to make fun.
Lately, but Kim's been watching a show that's on Netflix, but is from the Hallmark Channel.
I know.
That's fine.
It's just my not think about it Sunday afternoon.
What's
all
it called?
Show.
The Good Witch?
Yeah.
Okay. The Good Witch.
It's fine.
I wish it was called The Sandwich, but whatever. The Good Witch is the show that's been on for a while. I guess people like it, and it's about a town. I don't know. It's like it wants to be Gilmore Girls meets, I don't know what to compare it to, like a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Okay.
It is like that.
All right.
It's okay.
You are making fun, but that's
fine.
I'm
not making fun. I'm not. I really am not. I think it's fine that you like it. And you even said to me, so this is just brainless TV and sometimes I need that. And I've said, and I agree with you. I need that too sometimes.
See, it's like Jeannie says, we have movies and TV we watch together and movies and TV we watch separately.
Yes. And the theater stuff's easy. Theater stuff's like, oh, Toy Story 4's out. Get the family there. Let's go. Or, oh, Spider-Man, Far From Home. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's not a hard decision. We don't really have to argue about that. And when it's like a full-on rom-com or something, Kim calls her sister and they go.
That's true.
We don't even talk about it. It doesn't even come up, right? But if it's like, if I want to see something that's super gritty and whatever my tastes take me, and it's in theaters, maybe I go with Darren or somebody else.
Yeah.
But for the most part, Kim and I are like, we don't go to the movie theater that often because movie theaters, let's be honest, it's kind of a bad experience these days. Loud people,
it's
expensive prices, sticky floors. It's not great. I'm just saying there's a lot to watch
here.
You
were excited about going to the movie theater.
Well, yeah.
So stop it.
When the movie's worth seeing.
It isn't that bad.
when it's a movie worth going and going through
really,
that to
really
see.
We have a really, nice theater.
Yes.
We get to pick our seats ahead of time.
Yes.
We
were one of
the
first in
the
country to do that,
and
by the way.
Cups so that it's a lot cheaper to get popcorn and drinks.
Yeah. $3 or whatever.
So far. And they clean the theater every time we leave.
Except last night when we poured that popcorn all over the floor.
That was not us.
It was me either. It was a chair next to me.
Yeah, the chair grabbed its arm and went. He set it in the chair next to us, and all of a sudden you just hear this pouring. We're like, what is that noise?
It was pretty
bad.
And
it was just all over the floor.
Yeah.
But the other thing, too, you can go back to the front and get it refilled. So we have a really nice theater. I don't know what you're complaining about.
It's a nice theater. No, I'm not saying it's a bad theater.
You're
I'm just saying
sticky floors.
I'm not
people
going.
Are talking.
I'm not going every week. Is what I'm saying.
The person talking in the movie theater
is not
before
me.
It starts. It's always.
It's
Scott.
Not me. Well, and it doesn't count until the movie starts, right?
I guess, but that's what you're talking about. People are talking loud and they're sticky floors. Wait. Hold on a second. The reason the floor is sticky is because of Scott. The person talking before the movie, it was Scott.
True, but I don't in the movie go, I don't poke you in the movie and go, dude, look at that one part with the thing and the
no
deal.
No one did that.
What's that lady saying?
No one did that.
I know, but that's what you do in a crowded theater. There's just nobody there yesterday. It was empty.
Okay.
Right?
Anyway.
This is true.
You make it sound like the theater's the hardest thing to go to.
No, it's saying if it was
fantastic.
So great, we'd go every other day, but we don't.
See, I feel like this is how we work, though.
What do you mean?
I'm going to tell you all the good things and you're going to tell us all the bad.
No, that's true. Kim always looks on the bright side of life.
Oh, wow.
I look at the sticky floors and the loud screaming people.
Screaming children that weren't there.
They weren't there. It was fine. It's fine. I'm just saying we save it for the blockbusters.
It's true.
It's too expensive. Like just price. Let's just say price for now. That's a big holdback. Like
it is.
You got all the terrible Hallmark stuff you can watch at home, and I can watch whatever I'm into. You know, I can watch Barry.
There you go.
You
I
should
did
watch.
Watch. I did.
You started it. You
I
need
started.
To,
it.
You
I
need
to finish
going.
It.
It's so
it's
good.
It's really funny.
I love yeah. Barry. So good.
Anyway.
Anyway. So that's how we do it there, Stephen. Which is to say, we don't know.
We don't have really.
It's not really a thing.
We just, hey, do you want to go see a movie? We want to see this. Okay.
Kim, we're late that's for our Thursday afternoon meeting about what movies we're going to go watch. All right. Here's one from Wayne from Orlando, Florida. Says, hello, Scott and Kim. I am most likely an outlier in the audience of the show. I recently turned 40. I am single, never married, with no children. Primary reason is the obvious. I haven't met the right person. Probably due to concentrating on my career and not making time for much else. Secondary reason is that I'm comfortable being alone. Only child and all that. As time goes on, I find myself more and more in the minority, even observing friends and colleagues settling with someone to quiet the ticking of their biological clock. The vibes I get from most regarding my relationship status is pity or jealousy.
Interesting.
Yeah. Third option is having no opinion because they are too busy to consider what their lives might be like if the situation was reversed, something I think of time to time. My question to you both is this. What is your perspective? Does a lack of a life partner prevent a fulfilled existence? Love the show, though. Wayne from Orlando. I think that's an easy no. It doesn't prevent you from a fulfilled
no.
existence.
No. I think it's interesting that you find that people either pity, it's either pity or jealousy, because I think that's totally true. They're like, oh, I'm sorry you don't have anyone. Or, oh my gosh, I wish I were you.
Well, sometimes the pity is expressed out of jealousy, too.
Yes, that's true.
Keep that in mind.
That's
true. That's them going, that's them seeing you and going, oh, man, I wish I wouldn't have got married so soon. And then coming out and going, hey, where are you going to get married? Like being a-holes about it. So I've never liked that. We don't like that.
No.
When people ask me about what it was like to raise our kids or to be married for as long as we have or any of that, I'm notoriously extremely positive on those points because for me, they were really important, and my life is way better with them than without them. That is
but
never
that is
me
you.
Saying that that's everyone else. There's no,
no
way you can do that.
Because
like,
I
you
think
can't apply
everyone
it.
Is going to have a different experience in this life. I think everyone is going to find the people that are that pity you out of jealousy or whatever their problem is. Sometimes they're just feeling like they're not in the place they're supposed to be right now either.
Right.
No matter what their situation is.
Also
and
can
so,
happen this
no,
way.
No, I think you can have... Completely, I hope that you get what you want out of this, whether or not you find that person.
Mm-hmm. It's another example. Jeannie just says, we are happily married with no kids on purpose. Sure. Like, here's the other thing. There is a biological imperative that kicks in for a lot of people, maybe the majority of people, that says to them on a very basic physiological level, we need to have kids so
it's
that
time.
We can continue. That's like human. That is a human imperative. That's got nothing to do with personal preference.
But
that's
tell me
thing
this, do you think a lot
you.
Of that is ends up being their parents going, I want grandkids, or it's time, or you need to get married,
well,
you need to find someone.
That's my point, is it doesn't apply to everybody
no,
just like nothing
absolutely
does.
Not.
There are no absolutes. So if you want to have kids, you should have kids. If you don't want to have kids, don't. If you want to have dogs, do. If you don't want to deal with that, don't. Like, I think your personal freedoms as it comes to procreation or whatever you want to do in life, you want to just be one dude for the rest of your life living in an apartment or a loft apartment, and all the money you ever make is only ever spent on cool stuff you're into? Great.
But don't let anyone make you feel bad for your choices.
Don't feel bad.
Oh, my God.
And same way goes the other way, though. Don't be dicks the other direction.
Yeah.
If people decide to have 7 kids and love it, it's not up to you to tell them they're crazy or that they're doing it wrong.
Right. We did get that a little bit. They're like, oh, 3 kids. That's a huge family. And I'm like,
it's like, not here,
really?
It isn't. Not in Utah.
Not even that. I just feel like that's what worked for us. Don't make me feel bad for having 3 kids.
If you live, I know someone we could bring up that said that to you in particular. Should I bring that up? Maybe
I don't
not.
Know. Who said that?
Your
to
mom
me?
Used to give me a lot of crap
because oh,
we
because we
3.
Didn't have more kids.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Because your mom had 10.
But I also am not willing to let anyone tell me what I need for me because I don't think that's fair. I don't tell anyone else. Wow. Really? Seriously?
Yeah. Your mom had 10, 3 adopted.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. 7.
That's
and
a lot, dude.
Yeah,
I don't
we
know
had
how
a lot of kids.
It.
That's what worked for her.
And they're all messed
but
up.
But we have
for
3 kids, and that's
it's not true.
Cool.
It's not true. It's not true. I made it up.
It's not cool at all.
I made it up. It was a joke. My point is, I'm doing the thing I said not to do.
You just did it. You're off.
If
you're
you
done.
Wanna, no, hold on. If you want to have 10, have them. That's fine. And if you don't want to have any, that's fine. I don't care.
But I don't think it's fair for anyone else to make you feel lacking or be jealous of your situation because you chose that.
I think that's true. Okay. That's true in everything.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody decides, you know what, I just love cars, I'm going to be a mechanic.
That's true.
Some guy who's like a stock trader should never be an a-hole and act like he's in some higher place because of it. I'll bet the mechanic's happier.
Yeah. Just a guess. You know what? If you're doing what you love, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
That is all that matters.
That's why I'll never retire. Because
as long as you can talk.
As long as my mouth can keep moving.
As long as Scott doesn't shut up, he can keep going.
I was talking to Dylan about getting, what's that insurance called? Not life insurance.
Like a secondary?
No, it's, you basically insure your voice and your hands if you're an artist.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. He wants to talk about that.
I think it's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
As an artist, I think it's smart.
Because if your hand gets cut off, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know?
There'll
be no grinding the stump then.
Lowercase T insurance, someone said.
Low T insurance. Hey, tomorrow, Kim's going to give me another shot tomorrow. Do you want to do it on the air?
No, it's in another week.
No.
It's twice a month.
Oh, I was really hoping for another one.
You're going to tell me now that you're looking forward to
it? Well,
I
need more of it because I don't think the dosage is strong enough. The dose isn't strong enough.
Well, then you need to talk to your doctor, sir.
I'm not feeling very manly right now. Anyway, we'll see. But we will do it on the air. Maybe I'll do it for subs only. Because you can do sub-only streams now. So only people who sub to the channel.
That doesn't cost them anything to sub, right?
If they have Amazon Prime, it doesn't.
Well, then there you go. It doesn't cost you.
But it does if they don't. I don't know.
We'll
I'm not big on like restricting what I do. But
it's
maybe
not like you can't find that. I have it recorded on my phone now.
Oh, Sidian says hormones have a saturation ramp up. No, that's true. My doctor even said that. I know it's supposed to take time, but I'd like it
He's
to.
He's just looking forward to just.
I want to feel like I did
better.
Before it was low.
Yeah.
That's all. You know who doesn't believe any of this? Brian Brushwood.
Really?
He's got a wall about it, just gunk, and he won't get past it. He says, oh, do you go to a low T clinic? I'm sure they'd never tell you you had high T. I'm like, No. This isn't one of those, dude. I think he thinks I'm talking about steroids.
Oh, no.
I know.
Okay, that is different.
I think that's what he thinks it is.
If that's what he's thinking it is, that's different.
So he just couldn't get the idea that, this is like a medical treatment for people with low testosterone or estrogen if you're women. He didn't get it.
No, it's hormonal imbalance.
You know what it is? He is just naturally skeptical of all things, and I respect that. It's totally fine. I get it.
Skeptical isn't a bad thing.
All right. What else are we doing here? Oh, email. Another one. Ready?
All right.
Wait, did we answer this? Yes, we did.
Okay.
How about this one from
there you go.
Gabrielle or Gabriel? Gabrielle, right?
I think it's Gabrielle.
Okay, I'm going to separate this because there's it says.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Here's the email. It says, relating to Scott and Kim, I'm listening to TMS 1739. You were a guest host that morning, Monday, a week ago today.
Tuesday.
No, it was last Monday.
Okay. Monday.
That was when Brian was sick.
Oh, yeah.
With Scott and Kim on that episode, and I can so relate to your relationship. My husband always asks when we are going to leave, even before we have arrived at an event, and will always take two cars if possible. Oh, this is so us.
It's so true.
The seventh grade parents at our tiny school always plan and set up graduation for the eighth graders so their parents can enjoy the day. This year, we were those parents. So we got there early, set everything up, had the graduation, and then had dinner. Literally the minute we sat down to eat, my husband wanted to know if we could start cleaning so we could leave.
Start taking people's plates while they're eating it. Just, that wouldn't go over well.
I mean, that's basically us. Yeah. I hate stuff like that. I just hate it. And I don't like the formality of it. And I've decided, I know why. I think you agree with me because we've talked about it before, but tell me if I'm wrong. I socialize intensely all day with these people.
That's true.
And you're, not just on the air.
On.
I'm
all day.
On all the time. Mm-hmm. It's messages in Discord. It's emails and back and forth. It's Twitter stuff. It's like the community aspect of what I do, mm-hmm. which is really important to me, takes it out of me.
That's true.
By the end of the day.
Recording, he's on his phone, answering people, talking to people, answering emails, things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
about all of this stuff.
So at the end of the day, like, look what I did for Zoe. I want to show you this.
Okay.
I made a thing for her. Look.
Oh, those are just...
You see this bacon?
Nice.
I made that for Zoe. I drew that bacon. Here, let me hit enter. There it is.
Nice.
So we made an emote just for Zoe called Frog Pants Bacon. And the point is, like, that's what I do all day. It's this interaction. It's reaching out. Mm-hmm. It's listening. It's answering. It's all this.
There's not a lot. So at the end of the day, you're like, your
hey, Scott, we're going to a party with 300 people you hate. Do you want to do that? No, I don't. I want to die rather than go there.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, there's that.
That's true.
Final email. Oh, no, this isn't the final email. That's it. Thanks for the email. We do have a phone call, though.
Same email.
Oh, should we read the rest?
Yes.
Luckily, I convinced him to wait until people were done eating and visit and stay after to clean up. We are also the fun house. We have a 12-year-old son and his friends practically live here on weekends and in the summer. We just had one friend stay for 4 days, another for 3 days also, and two more for one of those days. It's a consistent, constant stream of video games, pillow fights on the trampoline, and eating. Those are three good
those
things.
Those are really good things.
Although, don't get on the tramp right after eating. You're going to get someone's going to barf all the Cheetos up in the corner. This actually happened to me. Anyway, I don't have many talents, but my one true skill is gift giving. So my son's friends and all of mine have hit the jackpot when it comes to Christmas time and their birthdays. Love the show though, and both you and Brian, and he means you as well, because this was really actually for TMS, but it was about
gotcha.
It was about our day that we hosted or that you hosted.
Gotcha.
So. Anyway, that's from Gabby. That's awesome, and we are big fans of
the
Kool-Aid House.
We are kindred spirits. I do the same thing. Yep. I love that.
Kim still sends gifts to people we haven't seen in 25 years.
No, it's been less than that.
Yeah. That's why I can never retire.
That is not cool.
I'm just saying. It adds up. Ow! It adds up, doesn't it? Oh, you got me right in the nerve hole. What is that?
Oh, the nerve hole.
Right there between the bicep and the hoo-ha. Don't bite it. All right. An email. You want?
Yes,
or,
gift
I mean,
giving is a skill, Loot Sightwalker.
It can be a skill.
It's definitely a skill.
It's a skill I'm poorly
skilled at. Do you know how to do
skilled
it?
Skilled at. Well, you know what I didn't do today? This is a nice turnout for a day I didn't tweet about this. So thanks, everybody, for showing up. Phone call. This came to us at 801-471-0462, and it's about kimchi. Here you go.
Hey, Scott. This is Brian. I'm just calling for the Skim Show, and I just wanted to say you're whack. Nah, my wife and I were shopping, and she saw kimchi, and I was like, really? Pickled cabbage? She's like, Scott loves it. I'm like, I know. He talks about it all the time, but seriously, that's whack. She goes, I'm going to tell him you said that. And I said, well, I'm just going to get out in front of that and tell her that I said that myself. Scott, you're whack.
Why?
Scott
Why?
Is whack.
What's wrong with kimchi?
For liking kimchi?
I love
it's
kimchi.
It's pretty good.
It's really good.
I think
good.
You have to try it first, and some people have an aversion to pickled things.
Yeah.
Some people do not like them, and that's okay. Scott just really does.
Well, I'm sure there are even people who really like pickles, but they don't want to veer too far out into other fermented things.
Some people just don't like cabbage, though, either.
Yeah. So there's Jeannie's one in the chat. She does not like anything pickled, and I'm the opposite. And here's the thing. When I was a kid growing up, probably right up till I was 20, no interest at all in that stuff.
That's true.
It grossed me out. Now?
The smell of it? It's pretty intense.
Pickled onions, pickled carrots. They're all in the fridge right now. Amazing. I had a hot dog yesterday with that on there. Your pickled carrots and your pickled onions.
Yes.
Amazing.
And Penny JW says, kimchi isn't pickled. It's fermented.
It's fermented, right.
But it kind of has that pickled taste to it.
It's definitely,
stronger,
it's like altered.
Yes.
It's like.
I feel like pickling and fermenting are kind of close, though.
What's the Irish meat?
Like sister foods.
What's the beef, the meat, the Irish?
Oh, corned beef?
Corned beef is what the process is like that. It's not that it's pickled or fermented or anything like that. Just you've changed the state of the original thing.
You've cooked with vinegar.
Yeah, you've done something weird to it, and then it's got this whole other life. And I love things like that now, and I didn't used to. So you could pickle almost anything, and I would freaking eat
that. Would you do pickled beets? Because I really like beets, but you usually don't.
Yes, I would eat pickled beets. More than I would eat regular beets. Irish
I'm gonna have to
meat.
Try this.
Sorry, couldn't think of it. Corned beef, that's it.
Corned beef.
It's corned beef, not corn. Yeah, corned beef is what they say in Germany.
Yeah.
But it's corned with an ED beef, not
corned beef.
It's got
a lot of the same seasoning on it as I put in our pickled things.
Luke says, would I eat pickled pig's feet? Yes, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I just have a hard time with the way they look.
I mean, I did this in China. I had the pickled chicken feet, and they were good. They were okay. That was one of the best things I had there, which says a lot, because
I don't think I could do that.
A lot of bad food in China.
For me, it's what I guess I have to think about it.
Yeah.
If I have to think too hard about it, like pig's feet, I think that's why I would say no.
If you have to think too hard about it, you are thinking too hard about it. Let's play this.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
So little do you all know it, but Kim is about to embark on yet another cooking fantasy to end all fantasies.
I don't know if it's a fantasy. I'm in charge of cooking for 200 people this Friday night.
It's a girls' camp. Wait, only one night?
Yeah. Well, we're only a 3-day camp this year.
Oh, but what about the daytime stuff?
Breakfast and lunches? The other people are in charge of their
own. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay,
I just have to make a really big meal.
How many kids? How many people?
It's for 200 people. Okay. About 216 people.
Okay.
But I'm doing over a camp stove. I don't have a stove or a kitchen or anything this time.
So wait, you're doing it on top of a fire or on a camp Coleman? Stove. I don't know what a camp stove is.
Oh, okay. Like a propane tank camp stove.
So how can you sous vide everything beforehand?
Because I don't want to be up at camp peeling potatoes and...
Like a bunch of inmates.
And no, in the dirt. So I'm pre-cooking everything that needs to be. Yeah. So I've sous vide all like 30 pounds of beef. And I went with a really eye of round. So it's a lean one. And got him to chop it up for me, which was so nice of the butcher. I love doing that. And then...
He was stoked when you got there, too.
Yeah, well, he knew I was coming.
Yeah. It was like, Sprouts, by the way. I like Sprouts.
I said, hey, I think I got an order. And he goes, 30 pounds of cubed meat? And that's me. So it's a lot of meat. I've already pre-cooked the potatoes, carrots, celery, all that stuff. So it's going to be like, throw in the broth.
What about the roux or the broth or whatever it is?
I've already made
that. That's done too?
All I have to do is add the...
And where is all that? In the freezer?
Yeah. It's all frozen.
Frozen.
So I'll put the broth in, let it melt, and then I'll put the tomatoes in and the corn, and then everything else goes in. And
the beef is currently simmering in a giant pot with a sous vide stick thing.
Giant.
It's big.
It's huge.
Tons of meat in there, all going to be the most tender, perfect freaking meat.
It's going to be really good.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's going to be pre-cooked because last year I made this same thing. I cooked for 4 or 5 meals for a bunch of people.
Is any of this staying here? It's all going?
It's all going.
Shite.
I'll make you something before I go.
Can you really?
I'll make you
something. Take a little bowl?
Yeah. I'll make you your own pot of it separate from this one.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, this would be a good meal no matter where you are or what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Turns out it's even better if you're camping.
Yes.
Because all food is better if you're camping. Doesn't matter that is, right?
It is going to be really, really tasty. It's going to smell really, really good up there at camp. But I also have to make like salad and salad dessert rolls and watermelon. But that's going to be super easy up there. That's easy. Throw it in a bowl, no problem.
Yeah.
It's just I don't want to cook from scratch up there because it takes so much longer.
What's nice is you have a budget for this.
Yes.
And you are way under budget.
I'm going to stay under budget. I usually do.
You like that because it impresses people. I mean, that's not why you're doing
it. That's not why I do it. Yeah. But I do like that people are like, what?
It impresses me. So, yeah, you're going
to
do great.
I know how to cook for a lot of people.
200 kids, all girls.
This will be the adults, too. So that's why it's like 216 people. It's a lot of...
Are there any men or are there just ladies?
Yeah, the guys will go.
There'll be some guys up there, too.
They always have guys up there.
All right. And you guys are going to eat like kings, sounds like, on Friday night. I, on the other hand, will be left here at home eating...
Doggeritos. Probably. No, I'm going to make you some beef stew. I will make you beef stew, your very own pot of it, if you promise me you won't
Oh, absolutely.
Eat terribly.
I won't eat bad if you'll do that.
Because if I come home Saturday and I'm like super tired... Gonna take a nap, but then I want to go out to dinner on Saturday night because I've had such a long weekend.
Yeah,
I don't want you to go. I don't feel very good because I ate crap the whole time you were gone. Sorry, that's not really what Scott sounds like.
No, I don't sound like that at all. It turns out, best I know. All right. Well, I'm excited for that and for you to be on your trip, and you'll probably have stuff to tell us while you're gone, right?
Oh yeah, there's always funny stories.
Yeah, there's something to say. So we'll be back here, or we'll come back here on the following Monday and talk all about it. But that's another weekend where it's me and Kim. Nick and Carter without their mother.
They'll be fine.
Will they?
Nick will be working, Carter will be home.
I sense a lot of DoorDash in our future. I think it's happening.
Maybe.
Thank you all for joining us. It's been awesome being here, having the show back. We actually missed one, but we did a TMS, so we counted that, put it on the feed.
Yeah.
Because that was a lot of work. It was a crazy day.
But this week's going to be crazy, but I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, me too. I think it's going to be a great week. And if you guys have any thoughts or feelings about what we're doing here, send us your emails. Go to the site, frogpants.com/skim. You also find our phone number there. You can leave us voicemails, 801-471-0462. Don't forget that if you like the show and you like what we're doing, you can support us at patreon.com/frogpants. that help shows like Skim continue to survive and thrive. I appreciate any help you could give us there. That'd be awesome. Patreon.com/frogpants. That's going to do it for us. Anything else, Kim?
That's everything. Words Thanks. Of wisdom? We really want to hear your voicemails and emails.
Do we?
It's super fun.
Do we? Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
We do. Thanks, you guys. Have a fantastic day. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
The person talking in the movie theater
is not
before
me.
It starts is always
It's
Scott.
Not me.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.